Hi, this is Amy Bowen. This is my Dog Days of Podcasting episode for Saturday, August 20th, 2016. Welcome to episode 10 of Amy Talks About Stuff. Yes, it's another phone recording, and I hope the background noise isn't too bad. This is a car cast. I feel like doing a car cast because today I would like to talk about what my typical Saturdays go like. That sounded really stupid. Today I would like to talk about how my typical Saturdays go, or I should say, the pattern of my typical Saturdays. As I have mentioned in a previous episode, I don't have a traditional work schedule. I work, instead of, 5 8-hour days, I work either 3 or 4 12-hour days, depending on the week. This week was one of my long weeks, and I'm always at work Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and every other Wednesday. So, since this was a long week, I was at work on Wednesday, and it is about 7:15 or so on Saturday evening. I'm just now leaving work. This is what I do on Saturdays. And if I wanted to go to my house, I would turn, right at the bottom of the driveway. And if I didn't, I would turn left. On Saturdays, I always go left because that takes me to the back way around to get to the Village Inn. The back way to the Village Inn is a lot slicker than the other way. There's more than one way to get there. I like taking the back way because there are fewer stoplights, less traffic. It goes through side neighborhood streets, so you don't have to stop as often and there's a lot less traffic. And it's actually quite a bit quicker to get there. It and my work are about 5 minutes apart. And I go there every Saturday because there's a group of people, friends who do like doing National Novel Writing Month, who just all get along really well. So we have a standing all year round get together in this particular dining room that can be closed off with sliding doors. Every Saturday evening at this one particular Village Inn restaurant. And you can chill, bring your laptop, bring any and all other creative projects you happen to be working on, eat dinner, socialize, work on said creative projects. We all kind of work on our novels, because we are officially the NaNoWriMo group. We all work on our novels every November, and we work on writing exercises and stuff in October, and that's a lot of fun, but the rest of the year we just kind of do whatever. This week I will be doing audio editing catch-up. I'd really, really, really like to get caught up, if at all possible, by the end of today. I have all the episodes that will be necessary for me to do so already written out, and or raw recordings already done. So that's what I'm doing in the next couple of hours. And this is another silly diary podcast. And, oh, before I wrap this up for this episode, I would like to say that Saturdays are usually a quiet day at work, so I usually have the freedom to listen to some podcasts if I want to. So today I got caught up on a bunch more of the early Dog Days of Podcasting episodes, and they were still really cool, really, really enjoying all of the shows so far. Again, in response to Lavender Pony Show, I'm really liking those. I've listened to the first two episodes. I'm going to have to tell how I discovered podcasting on one of these episodes at some point before this month is over. And so now I have a topic for one of my future shows. Oh, and Nutty Bites, I'm really liking that format. That's a really cool idea. And the dinner in a movie thing, that's a cool idea. And also, whoever decided their theme would be 30 seminal moments that made you, that become the person you were, that's a brilliant idea. Maybe I'll work that into a future show. And I'm really loving Comedy Forecast, too. Reviews of mobile games, I've laughed at everyone. Thank you all so much for your awesome and fantastic content, and I will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.